Good evening and welcome to Slam and Gavel, the show that tells it all regarding family court, other court issues, as well as CPS. I am your host, Marianne Petrie. This episode of Slam and Gavel is sponsored by CPS Protect Consulting Services. Child Protective Services cases are among the most frightening experiences any parent can endure. Don't face them alone. With urgent assist by CPS Protect, you get the peace of mind to raise your children as you see fit. And the personalized assistance of their team of expert child welfare consultants, former CPS investigators themselves, right when you need it. Get started absolutely free today. CPSprotect.com/register. This is available in all 50 states. Also, another announcement, go to the site pleasedoyourjob.com. That's pleasedoyourjob.com and sign the petition. We need 2,000 more signatures to get a very important case reopened. PleaseDoYourJob.com. I am so happy to have back on is Lori Smith. She's a very good friend of mine. She was last on season 3, episode 17, season 4, episode 37, 75, and 153. And the last time she was on, we talked about the illusion of justice but justice for who? And we also talked about her book, Navigating the Storm Within, Cultivating Resilience and Growth Through the Nervous System Regulation. And I also want to congratulate her on her 2-year anniversary of Clouded Compass. And she's offering 20% off her classes in the month of April. So totally welcome you, Lori Smith. And I know you just got back from Norway, and I was enthralled with all your pictures that you showed on Facebook. I was blown away.
Thank you. So yeah. And let me just tell you, I'm a social worker. And so to take a trip like that is really, when there's a lot of stuff going on in the world for other people, is something I had to really challenge myself to do, because it was a celebration for me. 5 years ago, I was suicidal in a hospital. Mm-hmm. And after an attempt from complex trauma and medical gaslighting. So a trip like this was very exorbitant, very expensive, something that I would not have traditionally done for myself. However, the way that I live my life now is a lot different than prior to my suicide. And so, you know, this is really, it was really celebratory, but it was also a reclamation for me. Mm-hmm. About living, even when there's a shitstorm around you. And so that's really part of my mission, is to kind of go through life claiming the joy, because there is more than enough of the oppression and the harm and the helplessness. And so it's time to, if you're not claiming your joy equally, then you're missing out on things that you can control.
Excellent. A lot of people need to know how to do this, to reclaim.
Yeah, we're not taught this in the doctor mess.
Yes. Yeah, because we're going to talk about these forced celebratory traditions such as Mother's Day and Father's Day. And you know, not everybody has a happy family.
Boy, you know, if we could just start there, we could just start there with the honesty. There are, you know, I come from two families that were very secretive and, you know, 70s sort of era. And so the secrets and the shame and the intergenerational trauma that we were forced to deny and put on that happy face for gave me a lot of great tools to survive in the world, because I masked my way through a lot of things in life. However, that if you don't know other tools, if you don't have any other tool besides denial, besides like everything should always be going good and we, you know, we don't talk about the bad, then you're really we're innocently setting ourselves up to fail in terms of living a full life, because not everything is rosy sunshine. Not everything can be swept under the rug, and people actually have pains that if they don't talk about and they don't deal with is going to fester and turn into unwanted habits and behaviors, which is entirely why I created my coaching business. Mm-hmm. Because we get into these, we only live what we know. And if we don't learn other things on how to do things differently, different tools, skills, emotional intelligence, such, then things like going through a court case, things like forced celebrated traditions can really, really throw us and knock us down.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't know what to do to handle that.
Yeah. So, and I see that a lot. I see that a lot in what's happening in the world today. I see that a lot in my communities, my family, our state, our country, if you will, is suffering because we don't know different skill sets. And so what do you do with these celebrated holidays? What do you do when everybody is saying, oh, just put on a smile and just, you know, it'll be fine. It's almost like a boundary violation, if you will.
Yeah, I didn't think of it like that.
It's kind of a force. It like nobody's forcing you literally, but when like say for instance Christmas and Valentine's and Mother's Day, if you don't and Father's Day, if you don't have a reason to celebrate, or if you can't find a reason to celebrate, and other people, you know, it's like having a miscarriage and people keep asking you, oh, how you doing? How's that baby? I need to go through this however I need to go through this. I don't need to perform and mask for you. And me making you feel more comfortable that I have a smile on my face is kind of a nuanced boundary violation. Like I'm not comfortable, but you never even asked me if I was comfortable, if that makes sense. And so it's nice that we have these forced celebratory experiences, but not everybody needs to celebrate them, A, and we don't need to celebrate them in the same way. And it's okay to do what you need to do on these days. That's, I think, the most important thing that I want to get across. Like, you get to make the rules here. First of all, there are so many things in this life that we don't get to make the rules about, that these types of traditions and holidays and rituals, they are every bit our right to decide how or if we want to experience them at all. If that makes sense.
Because a lot of parents are estranged from their kids. Their kids don't contact them for whatever reason. I mean, you could be an intact marriage, and this can happen. You can have a kid turn on you for just a simple argument, something simple.
Agreed, but also, what do these freaking holidays mean anyway? Like, if we take Mother's Day, for instance, I'm gonna leave out Valentine's Day and even like Father's Day could be the same, but we take Mother's Day, like what was A, who created that, first of all, because it isn't, I will tell you it's celebrated differently in different parts of the world, if you will. And what Mother's Day, the intention, first of all, I don't know if anybody knows this, but Mother's Day was originally for the mothers of the soldiers in the war. I believe it was World War II, could be World War I. I might be getting that wrong, but this was a day created for mothers to honor what their own sacrifice in raising children to go off to war. So if like just the transition from how we've made it a Hallmark holiday, how we've made it all about honestly white women. And for the most part, although it is celebrated in different cultures, this is a very sort of white-centric, flowers, cards. Mom is supposed to be the 1950s woman with a dress on making cookies and all that bullshit. So if any of that doesn't ring true for you, you're not normal. Like that, it is the norm that that isn't ringing true for most people.
And how did this get distorted from, the World War II mothers,
Well,
honoring children?
mothers became a force, and it was a little bit threatening to the status quo that they were speaking up and saying, "Stop harming my children." And so, you know, they did this with Labor Day too. They moved the date of Labor Day. It was originally in May. It was May Day, I believe, and they moved that to September to depoliticize it. And so they did the same thing with Mother's Day. They depoliticized it and made it a sugar, you know, sugar cookie cutout holiday. And here we are forcing ourselves to experience the ritual.
I didn't
Because
know
why?
that.
Because we think we should be like we should be happy about it. And so that just for that awareness that like, first of all, anything that is a force, again, and we can talk about the joy of these types of rituals, But it isn't the day, it isn't the name of the day. It is the intention and your relationship with what it means. So I celebrate Mother's Day because I'm American. I'm here. I talk to my mom as we are able to talk about things in our own way. But also there have been years where I haven't celebrated Mother's Day with my mom. And so there are a lot of different ways to do this. The idea, though, is that let's think about what this means to you and if it's relevant to you to celebrate or not, because that's the first level of empowerment. What can I have control over in these situations? You know, if I'm not with my children, if I'm around these holidays that are kind of inviting me to remember and bringing up sadness instead of joy, where is my power here? I am not powerless in how I go through this.
You have to take back the your power of how you're going to view this and go through this day. When other people ask you, "Oh, you know, did you go out to dinner with your kids?" It's like,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah, just simply, and I think a lot of us don't, in my experience, a lot of us don't feel like we have the right to say, yeah, I'm not comfortable talking about that today, or I'm, you know, changing the subject or moving along. Like, we don't even have to answer those questions. And I don't know if we realize that sometimes.
Yeah, I think people need to, you know, myself included, speak on and say, no, I don't feel like talking about that. That's,
Yeah.
or, you know, hey, did you read that other book? You know, I mean, just something
Right.
else.
It was just a day. And what did you do? Like, you know, you can flip that. What did you do? I'd rather talk about something else. That's not a topic I'd like to discuss. Or it was really fucking shitty. Thanks for asking.
Oh, right. Or,
You
you
can say
know,
that too.
right. Or, you know, as a nurse, I worked every holiday, so nothing really mattered.
And I think so. Part of it is I think people have an intention to want you to be okay. When they're asking, that is that they kind of instinctively need you to be okay so that they know what to do with that. If that makes sense. It's subtle, and I don't think people realize that in the general scheme of things. But when people ask you, oh, you know, how are you after that death? Or, oh my gosh, are you okay right now? They need reassurance and safety too. And that's, I think, the nuance that I want to get across. Like, we don't have to be okay just so that other people are okay. That's their job. We are really strong ourselves, and that itself is okay. But also, it's okay to focus on yourself and take a beat, and maybe not answer phone calls that day, or maybe celebrate it in your own way. You know, again, I'm kind of going all off on tangents because I'm in the middle of two grief rituals in my own family, but these rituals, being a mother and being a father, being a lover, whatever the holiday is honoring, that is so much bigger of a concept than what we imagine that day is, if this makes sense. If I'm
So we are making it like a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah, kind of. But also, I mean, I'm not a mother, but I have all kinds of ideas on being a mother that are not included in this Hallmark holiday one sentence meme, if that makes sense. So in other words, I can respect that you don't have to celebrate these holidays. If you want to celebrate them, you can. But you have a right to honor and celebrate them in whatever way you need to. So if I stay for me, again, for me, it's more equated with the women who fought for their sons who were being killed for some rich man's dime. And I celebrate the idea that mothering in general, in a greater, just in a nuclear family, it's one sentence meme. Motherhood in its greater essence, it's not just a nuclear family. It's not just that maybe you have your own children. Maybe It's about how you care for yourself and others. Well, and that's the right I'm inviting us to take. You get to create what this means or not. You don't have to create anything, but you get to create your own meaning. You know, that is a very human trait, our meaning making. And when things happen to us, like a court case, like no contact with our family, all of these things, everybody has their own meaning of that. But nobody else gets to define that for you. And you actually have a right and a responsibility to define for yourself what it means, if anything, what it means about you, if anything. Because a lot of times we take other people's thoughts and opinions, particularly about these ritualistic holidays, and we fit ourselves in those boxes, right? We stuff ourselves in those boxes. This is fuck the box. Make your own goddamn box.
There's a lot of people that will do that just to please other people.
And that's, yeah. And we've been trained that way for generations. Again, that's what I'm talking about. Like when people are asking you, well, you don't actually have to answer them. You can change the subject. You can have a script. We call it scripting in autism. You can have a script for how to respond to people when you don't, when you're done, when you don't want that boundary violated or crossed, or I'm not comfortable. Thanks for asking. I'd rather not talk about it. Period. In my head. I always do the period in my head.
Right. Right.
But the meaning making isn't in anybody else's purview to be deciding. Some people may grieve on the holidays. Some people may do their own little ritual. Some people may honor it in a way that is their own. Some people may drink all day. Whatever you got to do to get through the day, but make sure that you're not buying into the meaning somebody else has made of it. Make sure you're taking ownership of your own meaning.
You know, as you were talking, I was thinking that, you know, mothers that have either lost their children, or they're estranged or alienated from their children. I know this sounds kind of, I don't want to be morbid, but why not take flowers to the cemetery and put them on a soldier's grave? That way you're honoring,
exactly. Right.
you know, someone else's kid.
I don't care where your children are. Again, I've never given birth, but if you've given birth to another human being, or if you've donated sperm to another human being as a father, you have a right to claim that part of you in a way that works for you. So whatever you need to do to honor that part of who you are, that's not all of who we are, though. Right? Like that. And I think that that's where these, yes, it's nice to celebrate these days, but also you're more than a mother. Also, if you don't have your kids, it doesn't mean you're not a mother. If you don't have your kids on Father's Day, it doesn't mean you're not a father. What does being a father mean to you? And maybe it does mean I want to be X, Y, and Z with my kid, but right now I'm not able to. Can we expand what you believe that to mean, the motherhood, fatherhood to mean, other than X, Y, and Z? You get to create the meaning here. So celebrating with a ritual like that sounds beautiful. Again, there's lots of, make yourself a cake for surviving the fucking day.
Right.
Seriously.
Yes. Yes. And, no, or go to Giant Eagle and buy some decorative cupcakes.
Right. And
yeah,
I do want to, again, because there's so many emotional ties with these holidays, just because you aren't able to express what you'd like to express to, for instance, I'm just really speaking of Mother's Day because I just want to kind of keep it focused.
Okay.
Just because you're not able to express being a mother in the way that you're expecting to, again, let's get creative. How can I express my caring component, my emotional, my physical touch, there's another word besides caring I can't come up with right now, but my affection. I can still do that with my child, whether they're here or not. I can still claim that day and say, okay, this isn't how I'd like it to be, But God damn it, I'm gonna get my joy today.
Yes, I love what you just said. You've got to get your joy today. And that includes every day.
Yeah, and a lot of these are sort of cognitive behavioral reframes. A lot of them are smashing the illusion that that this needs to fit in a box. Listen, our lives don't fit in a box. If anybody on your podcast knows one thing, I'm sure I hope it's that at least by now. Life is not going to fit in the box that we wanted it to. Well, that does not mean that our life is, it's impacted, it's changed, it's not ideal, but it is our life, and we have a right to claim the joy as well as the things that we didn't ask for that are coming our way.
Even if, some people don't have a lot of money to throw around, but even if just buy yourself some cheap nail polish, I don't recommend that for the dads, but they could buy themselves, so maybe some art paper and go back to sketching, go back to some hobby you had.
Listen to your favorite songs. Write a letter to your kid that you of things you want to say. Just because they might not see it doesn't mean that it's not true. And to withhold that from yourself actually is a whole different podcast on how we self-negate ourselves.
Oh, I think that'll be our next podcast.
Because like we just really we're taught to self-abandon. And if you're feeling like, man, I would really like to hug my kid today. Okay, well, why? First of all, there's this technique that they actually teach how to do, which is crossing your arms over both sides, but you're stimulating the parasympathetic nervous system with this. This is a human, this can literally change your nervous system. Now, a couple other things that are self-soothing are this as well. Again, both sides, when you're stimulating both sides of your body, you're really stimulating that parasympathetic nervous system. And that's the thing that helps calm us and soothe us. And just because you don't have physical access to your children doesn't mean that you can't sort of hold yourself through these really difficult times, if that makes sense. There's another thing called EFT, which is tapping.
Oh, yes,
Tapping
I've
and
heard of that. Yes.
just did this at a funeral the other day. I to sort of tolerate the incredible emotion. So I am autistic, and so I don't have, I just seem to not have that extra layer of protection that other people were born with. So I do feel these things like Mother's Day and the environment, sensory, like I have a lot of sensory overload. This is really no different. It's just a different level of talking about what we're talking about. Like if Mother's Day and it's just like an overwhelming, I don't know what to do. There's a lot of emotions with this and they're complicated and I'm confused and I really don't eat, maybe I don't want to deal with it or maybe I don't know how to deal with it. So these are ways that we can kind of get back in to our own body and mind. This, because we'll very easily squirrel away into somebody else's version of what this should be. Well, fuck the shoulds. Stop shoulding on yourself. Start shedding other people's realities and expectations and start creating your own. Because you are still here, you are still existing. And life may be a shit show around you, but internally, you can be there for yourself and you can calm your nervous system. You can create the day. You can celebrate the day however you want to, or not. Or you can burn something if you'd rather do that. You know, either it with anger or with celebration, write a letter and burn it. Make your own meaning about that, whatever that's supposed to mean to you.
Definitely. You have to be creative in, taking power over your emotions,
Yes.
because this is all a mind game. Because as you said, as we were growing up, oh, it's Mother's Day, it's Father's Day, and we're all gonna go over to, grandpa's house or whatever, and we're gonna eat spaghetti, and and so there were these traditions that have been instilled in people's minds. And now, what if a parent goes through something and they're completely uprooted, either from a death of a child or a judge's order for no contact, which they constantly do to alienate the parent from the child. So the parent has to, I hate to say rise above, but take control and find your own peace in this.
Let's, I like to call it renegotiating your relationship with. Because it isn't that we have to not feel the bad stuff, but it is our relationship to have with the fact that the judge took my child away. It is my right to define what the relationship with my child is, regardless of what somebody tells me. It's my right to define what my relationship to self is without anybody else's input. And we're never given that permission in this world, again, for very, very traditional and historic systemic reasons. Who's to say you can't take a dartboard and, you know, I don't know, throw darts at somebody you're not happy with?
Right, yeah, print off their picture and put
You
it on
know,
the dartboard. And you know what? You would call over some neighbors that also might be lonely or not doing anything that day,
exactly.
and bring out the cupcakes and you know beverages,
Yeah.
whatever, and tell them to bring a picture of someone they can't stand. You know,
You
it
know,
could be whoever,
so
and make a
if
party.
exactly, and if we're talking about anger and grief, I'm laughing because I'm a big fan of pool noodles. Do you know, like
Oh,
the pool?
yes.
And I have used them with my clients. I think that it's really okay to have a tantrum sometimes in a safe way. I'm also a harm reductionist, so I would rather you beat the crap out of something, of an object, rather than take that anger out, you know, and hurt somebody in real life. So express that pent up energy. Pop balloons, have a water fight. I have taken, there's this exercise I do with eggs, with my clients, and raw eggs. And we, it, I've used it in different contexts, but write down a word that describes how you're feeling and then throw those at a tree. They're biodegradable, and just let go of that emotion and whip it at a tree and let that egg explode. You know, something tangible that you can express that pent up rage and anger and overwhelming feelings. You know, those are some fun ways. And when we do that, it's like laughing in that it releases a lot of emotion all at once. And so typically it, again, that's another way that you can kind of transition this energy from too much to now I'm tired. Maybe now it's so silly I'm laughing. Like, what did I just do here? You know, that kind of thing. But that's the point. Like, all of this is just emotion, and emotion, feelings, thoughts and feelings play together. Thoughts impact feelings, and then feelings impact our thoughts. We can change that equation either via thoughts or feelings, but we have the control. We may not think so, but we have some ability to change either of those things. We have that power. Nobody else can give that to us. Nobody else can take that away. It is a God-given human right that we are able to relate to our thoughts and feelings in any way we need to. Let's not be afraid of them. They're not bigger than us. This day is not bigger than us. The fact that this judge took your kid away is not bigger than you. We underestimate our capacity and we forget our power that we do have. And so on days like this, it's really important to remember, yes, I may feel helpless. Yes, I may feel powerless. Maybe even the legal system is telling me I'm powerless, but motherfuckers, you don't have the capacity inside. I will do inside what I need to do internally. And I do have power here. How can I get back to that kind, that the grounding in that, the re-remembering of that, coming back together with my power?
Do you recommend that people stay extremely busy during that day
I
if they
recommend they do whatever the fuck they feel like doing. Excuse my language. Like, honestly, that's a flippant answer. What I mean is, I recommend they do whatever they need to do to get through that day.
I'm the type I stay busy. I'm moving from one project to the next.
And that's fine. Let's make sure it's not, that's fine for the heavy days, but let's make sure that we come back around and feel that at a pace that we're more comfortable with, maybe on a less loaded day, if you will. Because again, I wouldn't, only because I don't want us to skip over the joy. Stay busy during the hard times, but there will be times where you're more resourced and that maybe you want to express your affection to somebody or decide for yourself what motherhood means or Mother's Day or being a mother. Or again, circle back to it as tolerated so that you can actually address the wounds. But also, again, to my point of the thoughts and feelings, if they're too overwhelming that day, okay, stay busy. And a day is going to come where you have more energy to be like, I miss hugging my kid, or maybe I feel like I need to write a letter to my kid, or maybe I really have some anger today about this. So I'm going to be, you know, take my pool, pool noodle out and have some fun. Maybe I'm going to make some art, whatever. Like the, we want to honor whatever comes up as tolerated. If it's too overwhelming, use your coping. But then again, there are going to be other times where we're more resourced and we can truly honor what the intention of these rituals were at one time, which is to celebrate and honor and be respectful of this sort of whatever this means, motherhood, Father's Day, stuff like that.
I
I
think
mean,
people,
again,
yeah, go
sorry.
ahead. You go
No, I was
ahead.
just thinking, if I think back to the Mother's Day and the women who were like, stop killing our kids back then, that was a very liberatory day. That was a very sort of activist day. Do some activism in some way. You know, you don't have to, but these are all just different ideas and ways to play with the meaning of it.
Yeah, that's very interesting, right? In fact, the judge that died that was on my case, I find out that his gravesite is 30 minutes from where I live. I can't get away from this fucker. Okay. So the one day, it wasn't Mother's Day. It was probably, I should have done it on Memorial Day. But anyway, I went out there and I just went to his site and I just screamed at him.
Good.
And there were people around. Okay. So there's people. I mean, this is something you can look back on and laugh, but I wonder what the groundskeeper thought. I wonder what other people thought that were putting flowers, and there, here's this woman giving this guy hell because God's giving him hell. But when I left, I felt so much better.
Right. You honored that feeling. And it's also nobody else's business what exactly you were doing there. Again, did it make them uncomfortable? Probably. Am I worried about their comfort when I'm in distress? That's my secondary.
Right. And if anyone would approach me and say, how come you're doing this?
Why are you? Yeah.
I would say, well, hey, here's the book. Here's the all these books.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what this guy did to my family in
Yeah.
collusion with an opposing attorney. So I would give them like some little blurb. You don't have to explain your life story.
Right. And the thing is, and I think that's really important because as angry as I get at people, which are human, let's just take that judge, for instance. As much as you have feelings about him that are not celebratory, shall we say, and as much harm as he has caused people, there are also people who have different memories of him, who have enough love to give him. Like, I let this is when I have people in my family like this, and I just remind myself, like, I can love you better from afar. Actually, I will love you if I'm not near you, but if I'm too close to you, I'm gonna interrupt everybody else's love for you. Like, I don't need to be doing that. But like, to your point, you're allowed to have that relationship with the judge because that relationship was between you and the judge, and it was very meaningful to you. So you get to express it in whatever way you need to. That's kind of the same sort of line of thinking I'm going with these Mother's Day. Like, what your relationship with motherhood and Mother's Day and mothering could be completely different than somebody who has the safety and stability to actually be celebrating on that day instead of grieving. So you get to do this however you need to do this, barring harming other humans.
And people have to take their power back and say, okay, so it's Mother's Day. And if they had even like a death of a child, you know, they still are.
Well, you're not a mother anymore.
You're still a mother or a father. You're still who you are.
And you know, like, I'm just going to expand this. There are a lot of people in this world that do not have children. The LGBT community, you know, I'm infertile. So, you know, I've never had that opportunity to have that picture postcard motherhood. Have I mothered people? Have I cared and been affectionate and been, you know, all of those characteristics to people? Yeah, I have. Would I dare? I'm not going to negate the fact that there is a mothering part of me, just as there is a like a fathering part of me. But I get, again, it's within my purview to decide how I relate to what that means for me, and I get to create what it means for me. There are people who are losing their children every day, and while it is sad that we have children and parent abandonment and whatnot, if you're still living and breathing, the story ain't over yet. And you get to hold the pen. You know, I have a new tattoo, actually, I got after my suicide. It's got a compass, and then below that it has a pen, like a one of those old feather pens. That's to remind me that I am the one that holds the pen to my story. I will no longer give that right to anybody else. The story can be written by other people. I will let them have their version of the story, but it's my fucking story and I get to decide how it's written. And so, again, for me, that was a ritual that was important to do, to get a tattoo, to celebrate and honor the fact that I'm still living after significant harm was endured. But it's also, again, a cue to me to remember, are you sure you're writing a story or are you letting somebody else write it right now?
You're right.
Make sure, you know, again, before I believe somebody else's version, who's holding, I need to check in with who's holding the pen. If I'm not holding my own pen, if I'm not taking ownership of the fact that I have a pen to hold and I have the right and responsibility to be writing my own story, then I'm giving my power away.
Yeah, see, this is very important. We're having this conversation, and I'm so glad that we are having this conversation, because I'd like to have you come back on again.
No, that'd be wonderful. I appreciate, I love our talks. I hope it's
Oh yes,
helpful.
they're very uplifting, and I know they're helping people.
Good.
So tell us more about your classes that are 20% off right now through the month of April.
Yeah, funny segue. So I'm going to send you a link to put in the podcast notes, but everything that we're talking about is what I cover in all my courses. I really the coaching company is called Clouded Compass. But it really is about really sort of getting clear on your own alignment with yourself, because I never had a north. I never had my own north. My compass was always spinning based on what everybody else needed, the people pleasing, the performing, the perfectionism, the expectations, the should, all of that bullshit. I never had the opportunity to define my own north. And so all of my classes are called different things, but they really are about the journey from disempowerment to external disempowerment to internal empowerment, even if it's a shit show in on the outside. So, Mind Reset is a 1 month course talking about how to use our mind differently. And that's kind of, again, in essence, holding our own pen. There is, Shame Unspooked. I like to tell it, I kind of practice in storytelling. And so this is Halloween themed about shame and how to sort of shed some of that. I have one about freedom, election season, victories closer than you think, how to like be okay even if the world is on fire, which is probably really helpful right now. The four F's that are effing up your day,
I like that.
Yeah, that's about the trauma responses that we have, and to
Right.
know what that looks like in ourselves and what that looks like in other people, so that we can just know that other people are in their own fog right now, that we don't need to buy into what's happening because they're kind of dealing with their own shit. And it helps me, again, like I teach this because I want us to know, like, your this behavior, like again, I work with a lot of things, addiction, unwanted eating behaviors, neurodivergence, ADHD, autism, stuff like that. So my coaching takes that and kind of makes it less therapeutic, but more, it's like an internal journey. So we there's identifying your values, uncovering your strengths, really, really grounding yourself and how to ground yourself in your own empowerment.
Awesomeness. Well, I can't wait to have you on, and I will put your links in the podcast notes. And thank you so much for your insight and advice. Don't jump off, okay?
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope this helped. And celebrate or not, whatever day you feel like it. Today's a day to celebrate, for God's sakes. Go figure out how to find some joy today, please.
Oh yeah, the sun is out.
It's beautiful. There's not a cloud in the sky where I'm at today.
I'm going to Hobby Lobby after this.
Oh boy. Well, we could talk about that.
Yeah. Slam the Gavels, a podcast, help the public understand what really goes on in these family courtrooms. I'm your host, Marianne Petry, author of Dismantling Family Court Corruption, Why Taking the Kids Was Not Enough, and Cry Out for Justice, Poems of Truth, and Raised by These Wolves, How Family and Federal Courts Are Failing Our Children. You can find me on Spotify, YouTube, Apple iTunes, Anchor FM, iHeartRadio platforms. I don't even know what they are. And please feel free to donate to buy me a coffee to help keep the podcast going. And that will be in the podcast notes as well. Thank you, Lori Smith. I totally, totally appreciate you.
Thank you.